this hour, Bank of Ghana to introduce a business model analysis as part of its regulatory frameworks to detect vulnerabilities and risks of banks. Also in this bulletin, economist Professor Peter Kwarteh optimistic Ghana is on track to achieving debt sustainability in line with International Monetary Fund program. Plus, Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana insists it will kick against construction of 60,000 metric ton capacity silo in the eastern region. We will tell you why. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. The Bank of Ghana is incorporating a business model analysis in its regulatory framework to enable its supervisors detect vulnerabilities and risks that may affect the sustainability and soundness of banks. The framework, when consolidated, will enhance banks' supervision. Speaking at the 28th National Banking and Ethics Conference, Governor Dr. Ines Addison stated that an exposure draft for the methodology for assessing the viability of banks has been issued and will soon be rolled out.
The bank is incorporating business model analysis as a key component of its supervisory framework to enable supervisors identify bank vulnerabilities at an early stage and help to ensure their safety and soundness. We have recently issued an exposure draft for our methodology for assessing the viability of bank business model to the industry, which we will soon finalize for adoption. Business model analysis has the potential to enhance bank supervision and make it more effective, proactive, and forward-looking, and would be our next examination thematic review next year.
Speaking at the same program organized by the Chartered Institute of Bankers, its CEO Robert Jato says the institute has redesigned the Chartered Banker qualifications for professionals to enhance ethics and standards.
We have redesigned the Chartered Banker qualification to make it relevant and more fit, addressing the core skills that bankers will need today, whether it's in AI or digital or sustainability, but also make sure that they are fit for tomorrow. And so that's one program, the new ACIB curriculum. But we also have the ESG certification, which is the Environmental, Social and Governance certification, which addresses the issues that we need to address, whether it's from climate change or Galamsey. How do we address that and make sure that we extract resources but do so sustainably?
Robert Jato is the CEO of the Chartered Institute of Bankers, speaking to Joy Business there. Economist Professor Peter Kwarteh has revealed that the country is now on track to achieve debt sustainability in line with the IMF program. This is based on significant progress made by Ghana in restructuring debt owed external creditors. The country is supposed to reduce its debt to GDP ratio to 55% by 2028. However, there are fears that elections-related spending could affect the target. But Professor Peter Kwarteh maintains that current developments do not support these concerns.
Gradually, our debts are moving into the sustainable thresholds, and therefore, if we're able to continue on that trajectory, then certainly we'll be able to meet the standards. The IMF in this program with Ghana targeted a debt GDP ratio of 55% in the medium term, although currently we'll be around 76%. I believe by mid next year, when we conclude all the negotiations, we'll be able to reduce this further and be able to move in gradually towards a sustainable threshold.
Professor Peter Kwarteh is an economist. More on the economy, Minister of Finance Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has reaffirmed that Ghana's medium-term macroeconomic outlook and prospects remain positive and promising. He highlighted government's dedication to implementing comprehensive structural reforms to bolster growth and enhance revenue mobilization. He spoke at the commissioning of the new Bank of Ghana head office at Ridge here in Accra.
The strong collaboration between the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of Ghana have been instrumental in steering our economy out of the crisis we face. Indeed, we must recognize that our nation is strongest when we each draw from our strengths and meet our responsibilities with a commitment to leave a legacy beyond our time in public service. And based on this collaboration with the bank, I can report, Mr. President, that you have steered this economy to strong recovery. The economy is getting stronger and stronger by the day. under your leadership. Macroeconomic stability is returning faster. Growth has exceeded target, and you've invested heavily in infrastructure and human development.
Minister of Finance, Dr. Muhammad Amin Adam there. Danwell Life Assurance Limited has rebranded to Pinnacle Life Insurance. According to its director, Michael Imba Allen, the transformation reflects the company's commitment to meeting customer needs through digital platforms while enhancing insurance penetration. He spoke at the unveiling ceremony of Pinnacle Life Insurance in Accra.
I am deeply honored to announce that Danwell Life Company is now Pinnacle Life Insurance Company Limited. This transformation is rooted in our desire to meet the needs of our customers with even greater precision and care. Guided by their feedback, we have invested heavily in cutting-edge technology and expanded our distribution channel to make our products and services more accessible. Through our digital platforms, clients can now easily sign up for life policies, make premium payments, manage accounts, and process claims, all with unmatched convenience. At Pinnacle, we are committed to improving insurance penetration in Ghana and promoting financial inclusion.
Michael Imba Allen is the director of Pinnacle Life Insurance there. And to some other stories, the Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana has insisted that it is against the construction of a 60,000 metric ton silo facility in the eastern region, citing concerns on the country's holding capacity. Government announced plans to construct a $70 million silo facility to support the country's food storage. Anthony Morrison is the chief executive of the chamber.
Ghana has over 350 warehouses across the country, capable of holding no less than 1,000 metric tons of commodity. That gives you roughly between 350,000 to 700,000 metric tons in holding capacity. Our national maize consumption is about 3.7 million metric tons, of which we produce about 2.7 million metric tons. So that means that as a country, we do not have the grain to reserve, not even more than 6 months. What we are seeing is a ministry that is making a supposed long-term investment into the agriculture sector without any competitive or comparative advantages, either in increase in productivity or in job creation. A direct investment into productivity would have sufficed.
A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Today on Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright Kweku brings us highlights of the Agri-Technology Park at the Crops Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, organized under the Innovation Research Extension and Advisory Coordination Hub. The event displayed some indigenous technologies developed to tackle challenges along the crop value chain in the agricultural sector.
I would say this is one of the times I enjoy doing productions. And that is because today we get to see the various technologies scientists in Ghana are doing to ensure that the country has food security.
We have what we call the breeder seed. We have the pre-basic seed, we have foundation seed and certified seed. So currently we are working in a project called Proceiva, which is taking care of the seed system. And efforts are being made to bring these stakeholders on board.
So the Tundana we are promoting is the one that has a very high pod clearance level. There are a lot of companies from other nations that are in for Tundana because the machines they have developed are able to fit into this pod clearance level. In terms of yield, there is none in the system that is high yielding than Tundana.
And I've seen quite the amazing works they are doing, the researchers themselves are doing. Help us understand, first of all, why you decided to come up with this particular iReach CORAF initiative.
With the help of CORAF, who is the technical wing of ECOWAS, try to have a unified approach to this technology development and dissemination. Looking at the crisis all over the place, the wars and all those things. And so each country should be self-sufficient.
I have been speaking with Professor Emmanuel Otu. He is the coordinator for the iReach CORAF initiative. All the fields we've visited, this stand is where I am much interested, where we process some of these raw materials into finished goods.
Over here we have the rice bread, the rice cake. They were all produced from the very broken part of the rice, and some of the flour has been used to produce 100% waffle. from rice flour. The celiac intolerant people, they have issue when they take the wheat flour. But when you take this rice flour, which is gluten-free, it helps you. And the bread over here is made from 30% rice flour.
So we are trying to taste the cake. This is not different from the rice, the
what? And since the media is here, please take the information out.
The scientists are coming up with beautiful technologies. But what is more crucial is how policymakers and even governments can help adopt some of these technologies and make them available. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion here on The Food Chain. Join me same time next week for another exciting episode. My name is Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
Emmanuel Bright-Kweku there. Time now for Entrepreneur U.
There are a lot of people who are working today who are students. Weekends for 2 years. Or your masters, weekend school, Saturday, Sunday, zero life. Wedding, no? On Kobe, Valentine, on DB. 2 years. They start from about 7-8 o'clock. They close about 6 p.m. Boss, have time, find it. Have the time. You have to sacrifice. You cannot do everything and yet have time. No. What? Why are you telling me you don't have time? When do you sleep? I sleep typically after midnight. 5, 4:30. I'm up. If he says after 6 o'clock today or thereabout, you try and sleep. I told me if I sleep at 6, by 11, I'll be up. I can't sleep again. Hey, anya fufuleo, entrepreneur, as he said, you are a transporter. When you see a call from your driver, your heart thumps like that.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
And you can follow the Entrepreneur in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on TV as well as on social media. That's it for the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Pleasure serving you. I am Pius Kujubaka.